radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Hello and welcome aboard the Paul Gallant Show on this Thursday, May 8th of 2025. I am Paul Gallant, and this is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. You want to jump in? Voice guy told you halfway how to do it. You can also get in on our YouTube at ESPN Houston or our Twitch at ESPN 975 if you haven't subscribed to either by now. I don't know what to tell you. We got Sean Mapes behind the glass. Today's show, we will be discussing a lot of things. And by a lot of things, I mean a lot of non-sports, because it's a rather slow day. First, though, Astros back at 500. That's neato. That's cool. Coming back home for a homestand. And hopefully, after listening to Dana Brown this morning, we'll do a little down with Dana Brown later in the show, the offense can get going. Because Dana Brown was talking about how Daikin Park is where the Astros do their best. That's at the very least nice this year for your Houston Astros, right? That they play well at home. So that when you buy your $40 El Tiempo margarita and sit in a ballpark that they say is at 73 degrees, but it's really at about 82. It's nice to see that at the very least they're performing at home as opposed to a couple of years ago. We all have something in common right now. And of course, I jumped on the Houston Astros bandwagon, even though I'm a bit of a baseball casual. But when your team is off to a slow start, or say your team isn't doing so hot, I'm asking this question. What is it that you do to make it seem like everything's fine? Everything's cool. Everything's good and fine and cool. Nothing is wrong. I'm feeling great. Everything's good and cool and nice. What do you do to ignore reality? I'm asking that question because last night, I was not able to watch a certain basketball match because I'm busy coaching the blondes in the blonde versus brunette flag football game, which raises money for Alzheimer's. I'll post a link a little bit later if you want to donate to the cause, and dementia. And I'll be honest, I really haven't given a second thought to my favorite basketball team, the Boston Celtics, series against the New Jersey Nets. I really haven't put a second thought to it. You know, it's the second round of the playoffs, and sort of like the Astros, birthright ALCS, Celtics birthright Eastern Conference Finals. So in this series against the Nets, I didn't watch game one, because why? I didn't watch game two, because also, I mean, I'm helping out the community, but on top of that, why, right? It's the New Jersey Nets. Why should I take them seriously? I get to my phone as practice has concluded, and I take a look at my ESPN push notification. It wasn't for a WNBA trade, which is nice. It wasn't for something LeBron James did, also nice. It was for the Celtics blowing another 20-point lead. Okay, so now here's where I'm at. I'm in a group chat with a bunch of friends from New York. And I'm trying my hardest to maintain arrogance, much like I think most Astros fans are trying to do that now that we are in a weird spot this season, right? You're at 500. The effing Athletics are ahead of you in the standings. You're in fourth place. I mean, you're scrapping for survival at this moment in time. So what is it that you do to maintain that arrogance? Because I am maintaining that arrogance, as I have told my friends from the greater New York area who have been putting the eyeball emojis and saying bing bong in the group chat I'm in. I just keep on calling them even though I know that this is not their team name, the New Jersey Nets. It's the most dismissive thing that I can do. It's like, the Nets are a pretty good team. They're scrappy. They're fun. They're cute. These Nets. You know, it reminds me of the time back in the early 2000s with Jason Kidd and Richard Jefferson and Kerry Kittles and Kenyon Martin. Those teams, which took down some of my favorite Celtics teams that I rooted for growing up. So I'm curious, what do you do to maintain the arrogance? Because I'm always pretty good at it, but I will admit, just between us, I will admit, I'm a little concerned about my favorite basketball team. A little concerned. I'm acting like I'm not to anyone who, you know, I'm close with, but I'm concerned. I am very, very concerned. I mean, blowing one 20-point lead, okay. Blowing two? Jeez, Louise, what's going on? For the love of Pete, Sean.
Not to go, although this man is an NBA champion and a Celtic legend, not to go full Doc Rivers. You got to give him credit for going up 20.
Yeah.
Got to give him credit for
going up 20. That's true.
Every game they go up 20. And then they They blow the lead and then they lose in a close game. I will say, close games, I'm willing to put the hammer down. Close games favor the Knicks. Nets, sorry. They favor New Jersey. Those guys can get it done in the clutch. I'm not as convinced in Tatum and Brown ability to get a good look off at the buzzer. It's been a tough couple nights for that.
This is the strangest defending champion I can ever remember.
It's like they went all the way back to before they won. Like, normally you win and you have like a different kind of like swagger about you or a different confidence, like amongst the team itself, you can see that they carry themselves differently.
Yeah.
This team seems to carry themselves like they are the same as the 2022, the 2021. Like, they're the same as all the other Celtics teams, except last year they just won the championship.
It's so strange.
They're good enough to where I guess they didn't play a close game.
It's very strange. And listen, as someone who grew up a Patriots fan, and when I liked the Boston Red Sox, they won all those World Series. A big part of my identity as a sports fan is just being an arrogant prick and saying things that are demeaning, that put down the lower class fans, you know, the people who are rooting for bad teams. It's fun to me. I would imagine that it makes me come off as an a-hole at parties and such, but it is a brand I'm proud of. It's a brand that allowed me to jump on the Astros bandwagon because I like to follow the strong, except for the Patriots and Celtics, who I will follow into the depths of hell. I am maintaining this arrogance, but I will say, for the first time in a while, when it comes to the Boston Celtics, especially with that team, the Nets, I am looking at them and I'm like, oh, they have balls, huh? They chutzpah.
Tyrese Halliburton doing the same concession.
Marbles.
They got them.
Right. Marbles. Mm. That's Major League 2 reference, okay? Marbles with a Boston accent. Not with the stereotype that I'm playing off of.
No. I would never advise against that. I think it's good to talk down to different fan bases, doing voices. I would stray away from that. Know what you do, though, in your group text with the Jets fans in your life?
Mm-hmm.
On Friday? Is that the next game?
Saturday.
Oh.
I think I have to watch the game Saturday. And here's the thing. I actually have another conflict of interest because the Blonde versus Blue Nets game is that day.
Oh, is that the jinx?
And then I have a rodeo party that I have to go to. So all these things I'm doing on the side,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know that I'm going to be able to watch this game with – and now I feel like, okay, you haven't watched any of this series. You probably need to start watching favorite team and to lock in because they have not locked in.
What your move is, though, the what you broadcast, not literally right now, but what you broadcast in your group chat, don't let us get one.
Yeah, but that sounds like I'm an underdog. Like, I'm acting like I have told them this. Oh, it's almost a series. So if they're down 3-0, I will say, oh, it's a series now.
Yeah, okay.
That's all I can do, though.
I think you can.
I got nothing to play with. These guys are not helping me out. And I would like the Astros to help me out. There's really very little I can do.
You can't go out there and make those jump shots.
Yeah, I'm running out of room. I'm in the garbage disposal on the Death Star, you know? I'm running out of room. I'm running out of room. Yeah. Hey, R2-D2, C-3PO, bail my ass out.
Yeah. I think you need what you need, Paul, what mm-hmm. you need a Game 3 win badly. And then the move is the Celtics are up 1-2 in the series. Because I actually do think that the Celtics...
They're better on the road. I do know that.
They are better on the road this season, at least.
And in the playoffs, the last couple of years. I think they're...
Oh, yeah. There was that weird year where they dropped every game one or something.
Since Al Horford has joined the Celtics, which is like... Yeah. There was an article about this on ESPN. Since he's joined, at home, they're like, okay. I think they're like 23-16. And on the road, they're, I think, 23-9 or something like
that. But I'll give you some like real, actual... Like, this is some actual... I believe in your team stuff. I'm not just being nice. If I didn't believe this, I wouldn't say it. I would just be mean to you. I still think the Celtics have like at least a 50-50 chance of winning this thing.
Yeah, I agree.
if not more. Like I
think they're going to win the series. And honestly, there's no doubt in my mind on that front. But running out of room to be arrogant, and I don't like it. I do not like this.
Even if they split the games in... At Prudential Center. Now it's Izod Center, I think. In the swamps of New Jersey. If they split those games and they're 3-1, I still like the Celtics.
I mean, we saw that if the Rockets can come back and almost take down the Warriors from down 3-1.
The Celtics were down 3-0 against the Heat and forced a game 7.
They did. You're right on that.
And Jason Tatum rolled his ankle 5 minutes into it.
Look. Sean Mapes behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. Most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call to text. On YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. Someone asks, Paul, why aren't you wearing any Celtics gear today? Yes. It's partly because I wanted to wear a shirt that matches my hat that I'm obsessed with. I'm obsessed with my Astros El Tiempo hat.
You have worn it, I think, every day this
week. Out of the 4 days.
Three of the four.
Yesterday I had my hair out, but today... Partly due to the fact that I once again slept in past my alarm, that I pay $60 a year to make sure I don't press the snooze button. I didn't shower. So we're wearing the El Tiempo hat again, and we're wearing a shirt that matches. It has nothing to do with my lack of confidence in the Boston Celtics, okay? HTX Rhino says, Paul, an A-hole fan, what a shocker. Yeah, I mean, that's the brand. That's why you're here. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. You want to jump in, 713-780-3776 to call to text. Feeling better about the Astros now that they're back at 500. And I'm really getting a kick out of Conclave coverage. I guess we've got a new Pope, but they're covering it like it's an actual sporting event. It's really amusing. On top of that, a term was used to describe this process to elect a pope that is now a part of the lexicon in a way that you wouldn't expect. We're going to apply it to sports on the other side. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in town. I think there's white smoke in the Vatican, which means that we have a new pope. Do we know who the new pope is? Holy smokes! What a day. What a day for Catholics everywhere, specifically Catholics in the United States of America. Born in the USA. He was born in the USA. Hell yeah. We got an American Pope. Robert Francis Prevost. Hell yeah, dude. Oh, this is awesome. This is like the United States winning the World Cup. The odds were stacked against us. With opponents from all over the world. And we pulled off the upset. American Pope. American Pope. This is a great day. I'm counting this as an American sports victory. I think you should too. What a day. The Conclave has selected an American Pope. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget all the other popes who weren't elected to be the Pope. And I'll proudly stand up next to you, and then I'll kneel in mass and pray. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this new Pope. God bless the USA. Especially because we have an American Pope. So bless us a little bit more. You know what was cool back in the day? You know, if you had a Pope from your country, oh, watch out. You got to F around with the other countries. I learned this in Medieval Total War 2, which is a video game. You know, you want to get one of your cardinals elected as Pope, then you could do things that were perhaps frowned upon, like declare war on another Christian nation, because you had that Pope on your side. God wills it! God wills it!
You could call in a favor.
Yeah.
Hey! I mean, I gotta ask you something. What are we going to do about this country over here?
You come to me on the day I get elected Pope and ask.
And you ask if I could go on a little crusade against the Christian nation. You come to me now. You wait until now.
It's awesome. This is really cool. The coverage of this has been really funny. If you've been watching it on TV, you'll notice that sports coverage has really crossed over into every single version of media, you know, whether it's covering, I don't know, politics, you know, you got embrace debate shows right now where you got two talking heads crossing off against or squaring off against one another. ESPN started that. You know?
Cold pizza.
Right.
Cold pizza is now responsible for CNN.
Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless are responsible for news channels turning into debate channels. Like that, they're part of what started it. And I know there were other debate shows back in the day, but ESPN really perfected it. So now you got that going on with the Pope as well. And some of the coverage, it's very amusing. Specifically this clip that went viral last night. This is a new term, guys. This is a new term that, despite its raunchy sound, is probably going to be in our dictionary in a matter of moments.
Or doing the one thing we know they're not doing is checking Instagram because their devices have all been confiscated.
I believe the kids call it raw dogging it if you're going to go through a long period of time with no electronic device.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Well, they're of a certain age, so they might be used to it.
So that's ageist against all these popes. What, you don't think one of these popes, excuse me, one of these cardinals in the conclave, you don't think one of these guys is maybe a Candy Crush addict? I think that's a little bit disrespectful. You don't think there's a cardinal from Poland who's a big Clash of Clans guy? Come on.
Yeah, or even just, you know, watching Get Ready With Me is on TikTok.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Just killing time.
Get Ready With Me. Getting ready for a day to be the cardinal. I pray in the morning.
Putting on my little red hat. Yeah.
Got to make sure that it's been dusted, you know.
And who knows? Maybe at the end of the day, I become Pope.
Fine-tune the incense.
Yeah.
Got to make sure.
Get my rosary beads.
Yeah, yeah. Got to check that the rosary beads are just right. So some of these cardinals, before they elected our first American Pope, who doesn't he have to change his name to something that's popey?
Yeah, yeah.
He's Robert Francis Prevost, so he's going to be something else.
Yeah, you change to your papal name. You take on, you know, like Pope Francis, like his name wasn't actually Francis.
Right.
That's how we have Pope John the 23rd, is because a lot of guys want to be John.
A lot of John Pauls, too.
Well, actually, no, it was John Paul and John Paul II. I think they're like two out of three. Like they just boom, boom.
Okay.
Catholic school education coming in real handy today. Probably okay. The most handy it's ever come in.
Hell yeah, dude.
Sports
yeah.
Radio.
Shout out to St. Pius.
Yeah.
There's a Pope Pius.
There are 10 of them, at least. Maybe even more.
Impressive.
But yeah, the I don't know if we're at that point in the process for this guy. Is there a Shams I can follow? Is there a Woj that
question.
Can tweet out when this guy has his new name?
We do. Well, speaking of, Adam Schefter tried to pull that. Adam Schefter tried to. He's already doing a little NBA on the side of his NFL breaking news. And now here he is acting like, oh, there's white smoke. Yeah. That means a Pope.
Do you think he's like, hey, listen, Peter Schrager's coming from my corner, all right?
Well,
got to let him know who's the top dog here.
Schrags is not someone, and I'm going to call him Schrags. I don't know why. I don't even enjoy his content for the most part. But he's not a breaking news guy. He's a, ooh, here's the little cute stories. The fluff behind the scenes.
I was talking to Sean McVay.
Yeah, he humanizes the story. And I'll be honest, I feel like, as someone who's a bit of a hater, I feel like he doesn't do it in the fun way that I want. There's no gossip. There's no drama. It's just like, yeah, this guy's great. That guy's great, too. So, you heard Raw Dogging a moment ago. Raw Dogging is going to be a part of the lexicon. How are Houston sports teams Raw Dogging right now? Oh, damn, Paul. You are a master of your craft. Well, the Astros are doing it by scoring 3 runs or less in the majority of their games this year. The Astros are Raw Dogging through a baseball season without much of an offense, which has been highlighted by, I don't know, Alex Bregman's awesome start with the Red Sox. I think he's hitting 329 with 9 homers to this point. Also, Kyle Tucker's awesome start with the Chicago Cubs. Who else is Raw Dogging at Houston sports? The Texans are playing without an offensive line. That's generally not good. And the Rockets are playing without any shooters. Raw dogging. Who's raw dogging in the world of sports? What are some other ways we could describe raw dogging? Which, by the way, it's not that anymore. Raw dogging means that you were doing something without the aid of technology or the aid of something that you constantly have upon your person. Instead of talking about, you know, unprotected, it is talking about doing things without the aid of tech. I will never raw dog a baseball game. I always, while a baseball game is on, have something else on. It might be a TV show. It might be another sport. No offense to baseball. I just do not have the attention span to watch an entire game without either looking at something else or my phone.
Regular season, right?
Playoff season, playoffs, yes.
Yeah.
Good correction. Although if there are football games on during playoff baseball, I'm probably going to put on.
Hopefully it's not a Thursday. It's a less interesting Thursday night game. Hopefully it's that Eagles-Texans one from 2022. Could you say, and I'm sorry to take it here, could you say that after 2017, the Astros hitters then started raw-dogging it when they were no longer getting the trash can bangs.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They were raw-dogging it.
They've been raw-dogging it.
Since 2018, whenever they stopped.
For the majority of the dynasty. That's true, Sean. That's a great point.
The 2022, they raw-dogged their way to a World Series.
The Patriots were raw-dogging it without stealing signs from 2007 on.
Yeah.
Huh? As you know, sometimes raw dogging works. Now, sometimes it leads to happy little accidents, as Bob Ross describes them.
Yeah.
Some would call them mistakes. I would call them happy little accidents.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're not taking it there, all right?
But these
We're not using that filthy talk of, you know, oh, I bet Jalen Green's raw. We're not doing that, all right? We're not doing that. No one's making that joke.
No one's done that, texters. And I've seen a couple of the text line.
I know your moves. I know what you're thinking. Although, I guess the Warriors weren't doing it.
They weren't?
Wait, I was going to say, were they raw-dogging their defense against Jalen Green when they let him score 38 points? And then they started doubling it. That's doubling him. That's
started
not
wrapping
raw-dogging.
Up.
Yeah.
Right. But
using extra protection.
Extra protection.
Draymond Green.
I don't know. I think we're going back towards the old term as opposed to the new term, Sean. We got some other questions. You know what? I agree with this text by Eric the Driver because everyone's saying he's going to be Pope Leo.
Can confirm. Pope Leo the 14th.
Okay. Can we call him Pope Bob? Can we call him Pope Bob? He's American. You know, we're making America great again, right? And now we got an American Pope. Shout out. Do you think Donald Trump's going to take credit for that? I was talking about, I want to be a pope.
Yeah,
and now they got an American pope. It's just as good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, J.D. Vance, Catholic.
Oh, that's true.
Joe Biden, Catholic.
That's true.
Been a big last 5 years.
It's been huge.
For American Catholic.
Now, there was that one Catholic president who got capped, JFK, RIP.
Yeah, but then, you know, We went back to the lab, worked on some things, went 50 years without a Catholic pope, and then we boom, or a Catholic president.
Yeah.
Boom.
I want to call him Pope Bob, or as HGX Rhino says, Pope Bobby. We need to go American.
Apparently he's from Chicago too.
Oh, love it. Love it. Someone's well actualing us. He's from the 832, born in America but part Peruvian. Listen, that's fine. We don't care about.
So American.
He is American, right? Like your nationality. It's fun to talk about at parties. You know, like I love to do this. Like, oh my, Irish and French Canadian. It's like, no, you're a white American. Like, shut up, dude. Like, I know. If I ever were to do that, if I go to Ireland, I'd be like, yeah, I'm Irish American. They would want to stab me in the stomach. Or hit me on the head with a mug of Guinness. You know, like, it's an annoying thing to do. No, he's an American. He is an American. But he should be called Pope Bobo. I want that. This is awesome. This is a great day. I think this is from the 832. America just won the Pope draft lottery. Yeah, this is sick.
I mean,
I think we should start.
This is what Cooper Flagg's going to do for white Americans.
That's also true.
Number one pick.
We're back. We are so back. What a year. We're already in store for. We got Trump back. Which not everyone's a fan of it. Listen, I'm not trying to say like, yeah, or no. I'm just saying this is a big year for Americans asserting dominance, you know, flexing a little bit. We got Pope and things are changing.
Yeah. Won the Super Bowl. An American team won the Super Bowl.
That's true. American team won
American
the Super Bowl.
American team's going to win the NBA championship.
That's true. Someone texted in, and honestly, this text pissed me off. We have five major leagues in the U.S. Major League Soccer. Shut up. That's the first thing he says of the five major leagues in the U.S. And this is the order he puts it in. Major League Soccer, Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL, NHL. Where is the love for our only remaining playoff team? What does that mean, our only remaining playoff team? What do you mean by that? We live in Houston, Texas. People root for the Dallas Stars here? Are you effing kidding me? I hope the Stars lose. I hope the Florida Panthers lose. I hope everyone left in the Stanley Cup playoffs loses. Truly. Florida Panthers, arch rival of my Tampa Bay Lightning. Dallas Stars, F Dallas. Canadian teams, F them. I hope that the NHL gets canceled. And I love hockey, but I hope it gets canceled right now. Entirely because of your text. Where's the love for it? F you. That's my love for it. I'm saying it in a loving way. F you.
How many combined hockey segments do you think we've done in the last, like, 3 years?
Two, and they were all about the All-Star game. And, I'm not even sure you were in that day, Sean. I think AJ was in that day. I think because it was the Four Nations Cup.
Yeah, like, when they all fought each other.
Yeah, we spent, and guess what?
Big win in that game for America. Didn't get them in the final, but whatever. That gets swept out. That's why we're not talking about it. The U.S. wins everywhere except for the Four Nations. We're not talking about those loser hockey players.
Yeah.
Win something.
Text from the 832. I want to stab you in the stomach when you sing. How ironic. What did I say stabbing in the stomach about? I don't even remember. That was just a
raw dogging
text. And on that note, it's the Paul Gallant Show. Sean Mapes behind the glass. 713-780-3776 to call to text. We're silly today. We got an American Pope. You got any tinfoil hat conspiracy theories? Bring them to the table. My biggest question on a tinfoil hat Thursday, how has it taken us this long to have an American Pope? Racism? Much? It's the Paul Gallant Show. Stay put.
ESPN. 97.5.
This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston, 713-780-3776 to call to text on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. I'm counting this as an American sports victory today. We have a new Pope, and he's American, and I'm refusing to call him Leo XIV. He's Pope Bob. His first name is Robert. He's Pope Bob the First. Okay? We're all going to call him that. America is so back. We almost beat Canada in the Four Nations tournament in hockey.
Beat them that one time where they fought a bunch.
We beat them in the game that everyone cared about, not the championship, yeah. which was unfortunate.
And by the way, let's stop the show and show love to the only active playoff team in Texas.
That's right, the Dallas Stars.
Hats off, Florida Panthers. Hats off to the Dallas Stars.
Half the teams left in the NHL playoffs are Southern hockey teams. That part's kind of cool.
That's my only rooting interest.
Right.
Is that a team that would upset the people who care most about hockey?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Florida. Give me Florida.
It is really funny.
Florida versus LA every year.
Or Tampa Bay or Dallas. You know, that part of it is fun. We also have the golden generation of U.S. soccer. Now, they're not winning a lot, but we got that. Flag football coming to the Olympics.
Yep. Olympic basketball won the gold medal.
Duh. We can't brag about the women's soccer anymore, huh? The women's soccer has taken a little bit of a step back.
No.
A little bit of a step back. And I think now that people aren't the biggest fans of them because they're a little loud.
Yeah, we really, can't big up a lot of our wins and then also U.S. soccer or women's soccer.
That's true.
Because they kind of go in conflict.
Really quickly, Tinfoil Hat Thursday edition. Why haven't we had an American Pope yet?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Handling the biggest conspiracies in sports.
Who has the power to cover it up?
Just follow the money.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay!
And asking the questions they don't want answered.
So hold on to your hats.
Tinfoil hat?
They should wear little tinfoil hats!
This is Tinfoil Hat Thursday.
Out of 266 popes in the history of the Catholic Church, not one of them have been from the United States. Until today, Robert Prevost, soon to be Leo XIV. I mean, we have had 17 cardinals. What the F? That's the second most of any country. So, I mean, we had 17 of the 133 that were in the conclave. What the heck? What's going on? Not cool, man. Not cool.
Yeah, is this some like rookie hazing? Because the
feels like
relatively new country among all the European cardinals.
But
they're like, hey, listen, Junior.
We turn 250 next year.
Yeah.
I mean, we've paid our dues, you know. With the hazing and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what kind of hazing goes on behind the scenes.
Probably just a kick me sign or something, yeah.
The occasional kick me sign.
Packing peanuts in your car.
Yeah.
Like you're a first-round pick.
The Cardinals are they're rascals, they are.
Yeah, that classic hijinks going on at the Vatican.
Why does everyone hate us? Is it because the first thought that I had when we got an American Pope was like, hey, want to annex the Vatican City? That'd be nice. Rome. Be cool.
Oh, yeah. Get those Swiss Guard out of there. Get the red, white, and blue in there.
They're not Swiss Guard anymore. They're American Guards.
Yeah.
By proxy.
No, I'm saying, actually, hey, guys, you're fired.
You're fired.
We're bringing in.
SEAL Team 6, baby. Oh, what was that noise all about?
Not a lot of them are left.
That's what they want you to think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't understand.
Well, I mean, yeah, that we're going into a different tinfoil hat if we talk about
the Marines.
If we talk about those guys.
Proud. Well, listen. I'm just wondering why we haven't had a Pope. Does everyone hate us that much? Why? Just because we say immediately after getting the Pope that we want the Vatican City as part of our empire?
And we played Lee Greenwood? Yeah, I don't know.
I think the Vatican City would be a great territory, personally. With the seat of power
there's
of
not
the Catholic
that much.
Church.
There's not that much there. Isn't like less than a square mile. Like,
well,
it really is just like
it's a rich square mile.
The grounds.
Yeah. How much debt can we pay off? We sell off a couple of things. I'm kidding.
Airbnb the Vatican.
It's the Parker Law Show. That's Sean Mays behind the glass. A very quick edition of Tinfoil Hat Thursday. We're all over the place today. A sports team has rebranded itself after just 1 year. How would you rebrand every single Houston sports team? We will do that on the other side. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston continues now.
What's happening, Paul?
What's up, Paul?
Most interactive show, and really enjoy that aspect of it. Y'all keep it up.
Get involved in the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776. Here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call, to text on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. The Astros played a game yesterday afternoon. They won said game 9-1. Shout out to them. They're back at 500. They get back in action with a homestand this weekend. It begins tomorrow. And guess who they're playing tomorrow, everybody? It's the big, bad, big red machine, the Cincinnati Reds, who are decidedly not a big red machine, but also, like the Astros, are at 500, 19-19. Playing the Atlanta Braves tonight, looking to avoid losing a four-game series, in which they have won one, but they have lost four of five. So, could the Astros fatten up an old Cincy? We shall see. Also, we've got an American Pope. And as I just posted to my ex, at Gallant Says, at ESPN 975, at Sean A. Mapes for Sean Mapes Behind the Glass, an American Pope is basically an American sports championship. It's more improbable than the Miracle on Ice or an American World Cup. Congratulations to Pope Bob, or as he is now known in the Vatican, Pope Bobo. He's also apparently going to be Leo the 14th. Yeah, I get it. Different name than Bob, but we are going to call him Pope Bob / Pope Bobo. So there you go. You want to jump in, you know how to do it. And I want some contributions here. So Utah got the most recent NHL team, the Phoenix Coyotes, who we were hoping would move here to Houston, instead moved to Utah. This past season, they were called the Utah Hockey Club. A lot like Washington Football Team for a time. Now the Washington Football Team is the Washington Commanders, and I would not be surprised if in the next couple of years they perhaps change their name back. I would not. I think they are looking at another name change. Pretty crazy to change your team name three times in a decade.
Redskins?
Is it back? American Pope?
Yeah.
Trump?
Ask Leo.
Cooper Flagg, first overall pick? It's a good question. I don't know. Will Pope Leo give that benediction to Washington, D.C.?
He's infallible.
Does that make sense? I don't know. Will he bless it? Will he give them his blessing? We'll see.
That'd be hilarious if that's what he used it for. Just like, apparently he went to Villanova. If he was just like,
ooh, he might be an Eagles fan.
On Selection Saturday, Selection Sunday, he's like, and Villanova's on the bubble. He's just like, hey, by the way, Villanova's in. Just abuses his power like that.
That would be pretty funny. I am curious.
Chicago guy. He's a Chicago sports fan. Or I don't know if he's a sports fan, but he grew up in Chicago.
Going to give the Cubs some of that Vatican money so they can keep Kyle Tucker?
I mean, we talked about angels in the outfield before. We've never considered
popes in the front office. Anyway, bringing it back to the Utah Hockey Club. They have changed their name to the Utah Mammoth. Not Mammoths. Mammoth. I'm assuming that there are skeletons of mammoths in Utah somewhere. I think that's the reason they changed the name to that.
There used to be, or I think where what is now Utah used to be where mammoths were.
I remember when they had the possible team names out there. Yeti was one of them. I think Yeti would have been sick. But, man, this is pretty good. It's a fearsome animal. Big, giant American elephant, essentially. USA. USA.
Yeah. Great, great mascot possibilities with the mammoth. Like, that's going to be a cool mascot.
I personally, if we ever clone anything, I hope we clone mammoths so that I can eat mammoth. I think a mammoth steak.
I think we're getting amazing. There. I think we're getting pretty close. Yeah, they did dire wolves just as like a, hey, remember Game stupid. Of Thrones? Which this is a show.
So whatever. Dumb. Like, can we clone something that we could eat and then don't show me the babies to make me feel bad about eating them? Being at the rodeo seeing the baby cows, not going to lie, I was like, ah, crap. I love steak. I don't really like seeing these baby cows. They're very cute. They're cute little things. Anyway, sorry. Bringing it back to the rebrand. So the Utah Foot Hockey Club is now the Utah Mammoth. And it had me wondering, if we could rebrand every single Houston sports team, how would we rebrand them? I've said this several times with the Houston Texans. I think it would be very funny. And also it would reflect the population dynamic of Houston, which is a majority Hispanic city, with I would say the majority of said Hispanic citizens being of Mexican descent. I think it would be really funny to be the Houston Mexicans. I think it would be funny. And honestly, it would reflect our demographics, and I think it would reflect the most diehard of Houston Texans fans. I think the most diehard Houston Texans fans in this city are Hispanic. Which is weird that the Texans do not do anything to welcome them in or make them, you know, feel a part of it. They for sure have been pandering to the H-Town rap culture of late, but I don't know. How about pander to the majority population of your city? Just a thought. You too good for that? You too white for that? Just a thought.
Cal McNair's like, I already got him.
I get it, but it's crazy. I remember
it is
going online and searching for, hey, like honoring, I don't know, important days in Mexican history or in American Mexican history. Nothing. Not, they haven't even had like a Latino day or a Latinx day. They haven't done it. So I feel like that would be a cool way. You have some alternate battle red and green uniforms. How about that?
Yeah. I'm scrolling back to see if they even had a happy Cinco de Mayo post.
No, I don't think they did. I don't think they did. They just post like pictures with kind of lame captions on their website.
Yeah, then they didn't post anything.
Yeah, they didn't do anything.
At least on Twitter.
It's kind of weird. It's a little weird. So that would be my suggestion. I feel like a lot of Texans fans would like that. What else do we have? Possible rebrands for Houston sports teams. What else could we call the Houston Astros? Astros is a great nickname. It really is.
Yeah, the thing with the space-themed ones, like, and the Rockets, too. Like, the names themselves, like, perfect. Or not perfect, but, like, boom. You're not really going to top them.
I'll say for the Astros, I think the Apollos would have been cool. Much like when Houston was going to get a couple of different nicknames for their football team in 2002. I remember the possibilities were the Stallions, the Apollos, and the Texans, and they chose Texans. I think Apollos would have been cool. It would have been cool to have all three professional sports teams, sorry, Dynamo, major professional sports teams named after something related to space.
Yeah. Also, Houston Dynamo didn't exist at that point, so maybe, you know, butterfly effect coming in, they're like, well, we got to do a space one.
For sure. HTX Rhino brings up the Roughnecks is a really good name. Yeah, you can't rebrand Roughnecks. Honestly, I think it's better than Oilers. It would be cool to have Oilers back, but Roughnecks makes you sound badass. Oilers, I mean, you know, if you've watched Landman, you could be just as much Billy Bob Thornton as you could be the guy John Hamm plays, who, spoiler alert, dies. R.I.P. in peace.
Or stressed. You can be the guy Jerry Jones plays.
Yeah.
You can just be Jerry Jones giving a speech.
What other nicknames could we rebrand Houston sports teams to? I think it's wild that the Rockets started in San Diego. It's wild.
Like they were the San Diego Rockets.
They were the San Diego Rockets before they moved to Houston.
And the name made way more sense.
It made no sense in San Diego. It makes a lot more sense here. what else could you do for the Houston Rockets? There would be the Houston Hurricanes. I'm surprised there's no hurricane nickname in any professional sports. You obviously have the Miami Hurricanes, but the Houston Hurricanes, there's alliteration. I think there was like a North American Soccer League team that was called the Houston Hurricanes back in the day.
Yeah, I think it's stuff like that where you'll hear Houston Hurricanes. It is like the more kind of semi-pro kind of stuff where it's something like that. Yeah,
Carolina Hurricanes, actually. I forgot about that. They are in the hockey side of things. Keep on forgetting.
By the way, let's stop and congratulate the Dallas Stars for still being in the playoffs. The only team in Texas actively in the playoffs. From that text, Paul, from earlier in the show.
Gotcha. Okay. Sorry, I was scrolling through text. Someone texted in for the 281. Paul, my 4-year-old daughter heard you say "kiss my ass" yesterday, and then she immediately told me "ass" is a bad word. It made me chuckle. Keep up the good work. Don't let Sean bring you down. He's just mad he has to work with Dell. Whoa. Those last two parts, that's kind of weird. Now I feel bad that I'm swearing around your children. Sorry about that. Sorry. Clean up aisle May. How would you rebrand Houston sports teams? Oklahoma Tornadoes? I did just watch Twisters. That would work. Oklahoma City Tornadoes makes more sense than the Oklahoma City Thunder. Thunder's everywhere, you know? But rebranding Houston sports teams, some suggestions from the Twitch, Houston Traffic, Houston Potholes. Yeah, I get it. We get it. Yeah. Do we need to bring up the bad? The Houston Cigarillos. Ooh. Is there a lot of people that are using cigarillos these days?
I guess.
Black and Milds?
I feel like that'd be like an original XFL team name.
The Houston Black and Milds?
Yeah.
That would be a cool.
That's like a Vince McMahon 25 just, years ago idea.
And completely sponsored by Black and Milds.
Yeah.
Lucky, and every single player is there's a little puff coming out of their helmet every single down. Rebranding Houston sports names, just like the Utah Hockey Club rebranded to the Utah Mammoth. Humidity, floods. You can't do Houston homeless because there's a lot of homeless here, but there's not. And we don't have that many, you know? We don't have that many. The Houston Lean. Yeah, I think that one's out of style. But if we are rebranding the Houston Rockets, if we have to pick one, I don't know. I think Houston Hurricanes would be pretty sick for
basketball. Or just go to like their actually go back, or maybe not go back, but reincorporate the midcourt logo with the actual rocket blasting off, like they had in the 2000s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do like that logo.
Don't have to bring back the full pajama uniform.
I don't mind them either. I think they're better than the melting communism ones that they had for the Yao Ming and James Harden era. I mean, they literally did that.
This is a classic pull the string on Paul time.
I'll go off on that all the time. So one of my friends was a basketball trainer in China, and he said that like there's a really big deal in China where if you get the flag of China sewed on your shirt, it's a great honor to have the ability to do that. Not everyone has that ability. And I'm surprised that the Rockets didn't just do that with their jerseys, you know, just completely pander. Because I will say, as far as, you know, incorporating international into the NBA, probably no one's done more than the Houston Rockets have done on that front. Houston Chupacabras, says someone. Houston Paper Plates. Houston Road Rage. Houston Drains. Oh, this is the best one for the Rockets. Coug Blaze, Houston Slabs. Yeah, let's go. Texans wish they could pander like that. They can't. Anyway, you want some more rebrands, you can hit us. 713-780-3776 to call to text in. Rebranding Houston sports teams. Also, on the flip side, a lot of these texts. Jeez, guys, calm down. These are all mean towards Houston. We don't need to be this self-deprecating today. Also up next, Astros GM Dana Brown spoke and gave his thoughts on the current state of his 500 baseball club, who are about to have a 6-game homestand against the Reds and Royals. Paul Gallant Show, stay put.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.